This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You'll still see Boeing 747s in the sky with the pregnant guppy profile. How can you miss them? But the very last one to come off the production line has now been delivered. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more on how the wide-body design that could carry up to 500 passengers changed air travel.
The Boeing 747 took its first commercial flight in January of 1970. And Michael Lombardi, a historian at Boeing, says it was a magical time in history.
It was just a couple months after Neil Armstrong had stepped onto the moon. When we believed we could do anything, when our only limit was our imagination.
The jumbo jet was the airline industry's equivalent of the moon landing because it revolutionized air travel.
It started to democratize flight.
Before the 747, flying was expensive, a luxury for businessmen and the upper class. Bob Vanderlinden is curator of air transportation at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum.
In the 1930s, it cost $300 to fly to California. Well, that's what it costs today if you get a good ticket. But the difference is huge. $300 in the 1930s bought you a car.
The new jet had more than double the capacity of its predecessor. It featured a new turbofan engine that made flight more fuel efficient, and it had a special nose that opened and allowed the loading of larger cargo. And aesthetically, Vanderlinden says it also had a distinct style.
It's one of the few airplanes most people could recognize. The wings are swept a little bit more, the four engines on it, and of course, the big hump that's on the nose.
But for Boeing, big rewards didn't come without big risks. Scott Merowitz is executive editor at travel website The Points Guy.
They had to build a plane from scratch that had never been this big before.
It was so big, Boeing had to build a new plant to house it and figure out how existing runways and gates could accommodate its size. It took over 2 years and more than $1 billion, and it almost bankrupted the company. But its contract with Pan Am, then one of the largest and most glamorous carriers, helped solidify its place in the industry. Until now.
The 747's demise can only be blamed on Boeing.
Merowitz says Boeing has since launched smaller jets with fewer engines that allow airlines to offer more long-haul, nonstop flights from smaller cities. Only a handful of airlines still fly the remaining 747s in the sky. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.